I always enjoy our big brother, little brother, big sister, little sister features. It seems silly sometimes to say brother when I know we have sisters here today. And it's going to be a pleasure to welcome them both. And today we have with us Tiffany Babinsack and Sydney. Cheryl Jones is here. I'm going to start with Tiffany and Sydney. Good morning, to you both. And Tiffany, let me start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a big sister?
Sure. I am not originally from Pittsburgh. So when I moved out to Pittsburgh, I started to look for ways to get a little more involved in the community. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters just seemed like a perfect fit for me. It can be kind of tough growing up, so to have an extra person that, you know, a child can look to for support or guidance just seemed like a really important task. And I'm a big kid, so having the opportunity to kind of play and get dirty, and it just seemed like a perfect fit.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Work.
And how long have you been here now?
When Sid and I got matched, I had been out here for about 3 years now. I've been out here for almost 10.
So. Where are you from originally?
Just outside of Philadelphia in Westchester.
Well, it's great to meet you. And may I ask what kind of work you do?
I work at the Society for Protective Coatings, the program delivery coordinator. So we work with industrial contractors.
Yes, painting and rubberizing.
Yes.
And laminating and anodizing and
all those big
all
words.
Those exciting things. And the national headquarters is here, right?
It
in
is,
this
yes.
area. Yeah, I thought so. Let's now meet Sydney. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Deer Lakes.
I've been out there. It's a nice school. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home or maybe later if they're listening online?
Hello, Mom, Maddie, and maybe my brother.
What's your brother's name?
Nathan.
And who's Maddie?
It's my best friend.
At school, does she go to Deer Lakes too?
Yes.
What's nice that you're able to say hello to them. What do you like to do for fun?
I like going outside or playing on my iPod.
Even on a day like today, would you go outside and find something to do? It's pretty cold out.
Probably.
What do you think you would do on a day like today?
Probably go out and jump on the trampoline.
That's a nice thing to be able to do. Do you have a season that you like more than the other seasons?
Summer.
What do you like to do when it's summertime?
Swim and, like, hang out with my friends, like, every day.
How long have the two of you been matched, roughly, do you think, Sydney?
3-4 years.
So it's been, that's a long time. And can you talk a little bit about your relationship and the difference Tiffany's made in your life?
I feel like I have, like, a big sister, and it's nice because my brother always picks on me. And she doesn't pick on me. I like it.
Is your brother older than you?
Yes.
They sometimes can pick on you even if they're younger, too. But it's nice to have somebody, a special person that you get to spend time with and who, you know, loves you. What do you do? What are some of the things you really enjoy doing together?
We sometimes go to her house and do crafts and movies sometimes and swimming in the summer.
That sounds like fun. Can you think of some things you especially enjoy doing together?
Yeah, definitely during the summer we're by the pool. That's our favorite thing to do. But just crafts. Sometimes we'll just go to the store and just find something to get into. You know, we'll come home and we'll paint or we'll make something. Or just spending time together. Sometimes we just do our nails and watch a movie, and that's fun too.
Yeah, it's nice to just hang out sometimes, isn't it? To not have anything planned necessarily, and just to enjoy each other's company. Have you ever done something where you just kept laughing and laughing and couldn't stop laughing? Because you both seem like people that like to laugh. I think you are.
I think we've found a few things that have cracked us up before.
Can you remember? I see you smiling, Sydney, immediately. Something seemed to come to mind.
Before we came in here, I showed Tiffany this video. And since I have Fox PJs, I parodied the fox. What does the fox? And we cracked up.
We also thought the giant fish in the parking lot was going to come through my sunroof. So that was.
That would be a little scary. There are, yes, there are three giant fish in the parking lot. Their names are, let's see, Al and I think Al, Mon, and O for the rivers, Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio. Three big fish. Do you like animals? Do you have any pets?
I have a dog and a cat.
What are their names?
Pongo and Oreo.
Do they get along?
Kinda.
I always wonder about dogs and cats. Is Oreo the cat?
Yes.
I thought so. I just have a cat named Gracie who has been really excited. Christmas is a good time for a cat. All sorts of new smells and new things to do. Trying to keep her out of trouble. She's done a fairly good job. What surprised you most about being a big sister?
That it wasn't work. I really thought that I was doing it to kind of give back to the community and, you know, that it would be a volunteer opportunity. But we've just had so much fun. You know, we're friends at this point, and we genuinely enjoy each other's company. So it's more of an enjoyment than an obligation.
So it doesn't seem like it's like you're going to stack shelves somewhere, or to, not that there's anything wrong with volunteer opportunities like that, but it just seems very natural, like something else you're doing. Sydney, are there things like, were you excited? I don't know if you probably can remember back when you were matched, right? Did you have to wait a long time for a big sister to be available for you, or did that happen pretty quickly?
It was kind of long.
So you knew you wanted a big sister, but it took a while for one to be matched. Maybe at the time they needed more big sisters, as I'm wondering. What was it like to go through the matching process? How did that happen?
It was kind of nervous, and then I'm like, she seems nice, so I started to calm down, and then got used to her, so I like her.
Yeah, it's hard to, I mean, meeting new people can be really nervous. What did you do? Did you go out together, or did you just hang out somewhere to get to know each other?
I think a little bit of both. The first time, maybe we went and saw a movie, something that was a little more low-key and just kind of got used to each other. And then Cheryl, I'm sure, can speak more to the way the matches are formed. But our match specialist just did a fantastic job. You know, we like the same things, we enjoy the same things, and we really kind of have the same personality. So we got along pretty well from the start.
And it's been a while since we've talked about that whole process. Cheryl, do you start with questionnaires, or do you get information about each party? How does that actually happen?
Well, our enrollment specialists interview both the volunteer, and then they also interview the parent and the guardian and the child. And they do. They ask what they like to do, what their time availability is, where they live. We usually look to try to get people that are within a half an hour of each other because it makes it easier for them to get together. But a lot of it's based on what their shared interests are and also what they want to do that they might not have already done, because sometimes, you know, we like bigs and littles to learn to do things together for the first time, as well as always just, you know, coming with doing the same thing. So
that's good. So if you both want to do something new, it's kind of fun to have that. Mm-hmm. And then so you make some tentative matches, I guess, and then you bring people together. Does that happen at your headquarters?
It can be either way. It can be at our office, or it can be in the home. It depends whichever is easiest for all the parties involved. So
where did you guys meet first?
We met at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office.
Okay, and that's over in East Liberty. Sydney, have you thought about what you might want to do when you're older?
Maybe a marine biologist.
Really? How come?
I like animals and dolphins.
Have you seen a dolphin live before, like
yes.
in the water? Where did you see one?
Well, it was in Discovery Cove in Florida.
That sounds like a great place to go. I was going to ask you if you spent much time on beaches or in the ocean. Was it actually out in the water swimming, or was it in a tank somewhere?
Well, it was in water, but it's like this little, like, body of water, but not an ocean.
Yeah, I've seen dolphins that are being taken care of that's in a smaller little pond, and I've seen them out in the ocean jumping, too. That would be a fun thing to do as a marine biologist, I think. Have you ever gone out to see where Tiffany works?
Yes, a couple times, but not her new work.
So you have a new job now?
It's actually the same job, but we just purchased a building for our world headquarters. So we moved out to Greentree about a week ago.
So you'll get a chance to go out there. I think it's always fun to get to see where other people work. Would you recommend this experience to other Sydney, to kids that might not have an older sibling or who would like to spend some time with somebody older? Do you think it's worked out well?
Yes.
And what have been some of the things that have been really positive and good for you?
Like spending time and mostly getting ice cream every time we go home.
That's a good thing. Do you have ice cream? Where a place you go, or do you?
It's like kind of our tradition. We always get ice cream before we head home, so we try different places and different flavors. And
that's a very nice tradition. I'm actually a big fan of ice cream too. Do you have a flavor that you always look for?
I usually look for mint chocolate chip, and if they don't have it, I get cotton candy.
I like mint chocolate chip too. Very much. Do you have a favorite?
I'm a big pistachio fan.
Oh, that's not one of mine, but Ricky likes pistachio ice cream. Well, I have a couple presents for you. First, I have a radio broadcasting patch as proof that you are actually here. And I have a Saturday Light Brigade sticker for each of you. And I have a pass for the Children's Museum, which is good through April, so you don't need to use it today. But there's all sorts of things here. As long as you're here, it's a good way to stay warm. You can go through and enjoy time at the museum. Have you been through the Children's Museum before?
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad. And Cheryl, is there anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters we should mention? I know... there's always all sorts of things happening.
Yeah, well, it's National Mentoring Month in January, so we're going to spend the month thanking our volunteers such as Tiffany and, well, looking for new volunteers because we're always looking for new volunteers. We are happy to say that 2015 was our 50th year serving kids in the Aver area, and we actually served a record number of 1,400 matches this year. So. Children, so.
Amazing. Simultaneously, 1,400 matches.
Throughout the year. Well, not matches. There were children throughout the year in our community and site-based program.
That's incredible, though, when you think about that. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Is there anything either of you wanted to add that maybe I forgot to ask or that you just thought of?
Just thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. How about you, Sydney?
Same as Tiffany.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And you can learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and its programs at bbbspittsburgh.org. BBBS, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Pittsburgh.org. Thanks again to Tiffany and to Sydney and to Cheryl.